ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय. विल चैंट टुगेदर. नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नष्टकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोप कुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः. ओम अज्ञानतिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामीनिति नामिने. नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे. नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामिने गौरतिशे नमः. हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत श्री राधा कांत नमोस्तुते. तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये. जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद. हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम राम हरे हरे. हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे. हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम राम हरे हरे. हरे कृष्णा. सो टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 75 टेक्स्ट नंबर 4 टिल 15. विल रीड 4 विच इज ऑन द बोर्ड. Kindly repeat after me. Bhima Mahanasadeksho Dhanadeksha Suyodhanaha Sahadevastu Pujayam Nakulo Dravya Sadhane भीमो महानसाध्यक्षो धनाध्यक्ष सुयोधना सहदेवस्तु पूजायां नकुलो द्रव्य साधने. भीमो महानसाध्यक्षो धनाध्यक्ष सुयोधनः सहदेवस्तु पूजायां नकुलो द्रव्य साधने. कुलो द्रव्य साधने भीमो दीक्षा सुयोधन सहदेवस्तु पूजायां नकुलो द्रव्य साधने भीमो महान साध्यक्षो धनाध्यक्ष सुयोधन सहदेवस्तु पूजायां नकुलो द्रव्य साध माताजी साध्यक्षो धनाध्यक्ष सुयोधन सहदेवस्तु पूजायां नकुलो द्रव्य साधने. There are two, three more verses connected to this. I'll read that and then we'll read the translation. Guru Sushrushane Jishnu Krishna Pada Vane Jane Parivesane Drupadaja Karno Dane Mahamana Yudhano Vikarnascha Hardikyo Viduradaya Bahalik Putra Buryada Echa Santar Danadaya Nirupita Mahayadne Nana Karmashute Tada Pravartante Smarajendra Radnya Priya Chikirshava. Translation: Bhima supervised the kitchen. Duryodhana looked after the treasury, while Sahadev respectfully greeted the arriving guests. Nakula procured needed items. Arjuna attended the respectable elders, and Kurus, Krishnas, washed everyone's feet. While Draupadi served food, and generous Karna gave out the gifts. Many others, such as Yudhan, Vikarna, Hardikya, Vidura, Burishrava, and other sons of Bahalik, and Shatardhan, similarly volunteered for various duties during the elaborate sacrifice. They did so because of their eagerness to please Maharaj Yudhishthir, O best of the kings. Text 8. This verse doesn't have a purport, so we'll read till purport is there. text translation. After the priest, the prominent delegates and greatly learned saints and the king's most intimate well-wishers had all been properly honored with pleasing words, auspicious offerings and various gifts as remuneration, and after the king of Chedi had entered the lotus feet of the lord of the Satvatas, the Avabrita bath was performed in the divine river Yamuna. Purport: the gifts offered to the distinguished guests included valuable jewelry. Text 9. Translation: during the Avabrita celebration, the music of many kinds of instruments resounded, including mridangas, conch shells, panavas, dunduris, kettle drums, and gomukha horns. Text 10. Translation: female dancers danced with great joy and choruses sang, while the loud vibration of veenas, flutes and hand cymbals reached all the way to the heavenly regions. Text 11. All the kings wearing gold necklaces then set off for the Yamuna. They had flags and banners of various colors and were accompanied by infantrymen and well-adorned soldiers riding lordly elephants, chariots and horses. Text 12. The massed armies of the Yadus, Srinjayas, Kambojas, Kurus, Kaikayas and Kaushalas made the earth tremble as they followed Yudhishthir Maharaj, the performer of the sacrifice, in procession. Text 13 translation. The assembly, officials and the priest and other excellent Brahmanas resounding vibrated Vedic mantras, while the demigods, divine sages, Pitas and Gandharvas sang praises and rain down flowers. Text 14. Men and women, all adorned with sandalwood paste, flower garlands, jewelry, and fine clothing, sported by smearing and sprinkling one another with various liquids. Text 15. The men smeared and courtesans with plentiful oil, yogurt, perfumed water, turmeric and kumkum powder. And the courtesans playfully smeared the men with the same substances. Purport by the humble disciples of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada described these scenes as follows. The men and women of Indraprastha, their bodies smeared with saints and floral oils, jewels and ornaments. They were all enjoying the ceremony and they threw on each other liquid substances like water, oil, milk, butter and yogurt. Some even smeared these on each other's body. In this way, they were enjoying the occasion. The professional prostitutes were also engaged by jubilantly smearing these liquid substances on the bodies of the men, and the men reciprocated in the same way. All the liquid substances had been mixed with the turmeric and saffron, and their color was a lustrous yellow. Yat kripa tamaham vande Sri Guru Dinatarinam Sri Chaitanya Ishwaram Paramananda Madhavam Asaduna Saduta Dainatini Chochatakara Hanumum Chakadachin Premna Matakanta Vespuraham. Hare Krishna. So I seek blessings of all the assembled Vaishnavas so that I can speak something useful and inspirational to practice our devotional service. Once Srila Prabhupada was in Vrindavan and one acquaintance, a friend, came to meet him. He brought a beautiful gift for Prabhupada and he handed over to Prabhupada and said, Prabhupada, since you are writing commentaries on Srimad Bhagavatam, so this gift will be useful in your service. And Prabhupada took up the gift and opened it up. And indeed it was a very relevant gift the friend had offered to him. It was a pen and it was a branded pen. And after seeing that, Prabhupada said that indeed this is a relevant gift. The brand of this pen is Parker. With using this pen for writing commentaries, people will be able to Parker the ocean of birth and death. So this is the 50th year of Srila Prabhupada's incorporation of ISKCON, and in these 50 years we have seen so many lives has been transformed with this brilliant knowledge of Srimad Bhagavatam, and so many people have changed their aim of life. Bhagavatam explains that we all have some aim in our life. We have been asked. When we were children, we were asked, what is your aim of your life? What is the purpose of your life? And we all had an answer for it. I want to become a doctor. I want to become an engineer. I want to become a CA. Rarely somebody said, I want to become a servant. And this aim were glorified in the world. But Bhagavatam right away cuts off such aims of life. Bhagavatam says, Pibantiye Bhagavata Atmana Satam Katham Ritam Shravana Puteshu Samritam Punantite Vishaya Vidushaya Satam Vrajantitas Charna Sarorihantikam. Here, Bhagavatam is offering us twofold benefits. What exactly should be the aim of life? And how to aspire for that aim of life. The first, it is said that purification of aim of life. We all want to lord it over on this material nature. And that is the enjoyment tendency. Why do I want to become a doctor? Why do I want to become an engineer? Only for one thing. So that some or other I can control this material nature. And that is the polluted aim of life, Bhagavatam says.
We are talking of so many pollution in the world, but rarely somebody talks about the polluted aim of life. And second thing, what do we aspire for? Vrajanti tascharna sarorihantikam. Second aspect is been told about purification, and then second is a progression. Progression towards the lotus feet of the Lord. Back home, back to Godhead. That should be the aspiration of each and every sadhaka. First is a purification of aim of life, and second is a progression towards back home, back to Godhead. And that is the Bhagavatam which is offering to all of us. And here in this verse, in this chapter, where Duryodhana is humiliated, and here in these verses it has been spoken that Duryodhana has been engaged in the service. In last verse yesterday, when Gaurketan Prabhu was speaking, so in this third verse it is said, Paricharyayam tasya sana prema bandhana. Here the word is used, paricharya. We all have heard about dinacharya. Charya means activities, and dinacharya means what is the daily activities. You know, many people ask us, seeing a celibate monk and having a different kind of dress, hey, what do you do throughout the day? What are your activities? What is your dinacharya? Kya karte ho aap log? Kya khate ho aur bas sote ho? Most of the people, they have this idea about ashram. Well, what is the dinacharya, na? So dinacharya has been asked, but here paricharya has been said. Paricharya, tasya paricharyayam tasya priya bandhana, or in today's verses it is said, radnya priya chikirshava. Paricharya basically means performing activities for others. Pari means for others, and charya means activities. Performing activities for others is not so easy. Unless and until there is a prema bandhana, or the mood of priya chikirshava, for the pleasure of the loving object, then only paricharya is possible. Otherwise, it just becomes a burden. We cannot sustain long while performing paricharya if that mood is not there of loving object. So here we can see that Yudhishthir Maharaj is an expert manager who could withdraw the love and affection from each and everyone assembled in the celebration. And how he could withdraw that love? Because of his personal character. That personal character of Yudhishthir Maharaj could withdraw love from each and every one, and therefore he is called Ajata Shatru, who is expert in withdrawing love from others. And not only just withdrawing love from others, he too reciprocated with that love when people wanted to offer their love to him. How did he reciprocate? By two things he reciprocated. By giving them respect, and second is responsibility. Respect as an individual. Okay, you are like this, I respect you. And therefore we can see that everyone is engaged as per their tendencies. Bhima has taken a kitchen. I think Shukdev Goswami Maharaj must be thinking, this is a Kali Yuga, people are going to read. So first let us mention about kitchen. People are mostly worried about that, how prasadam can be prepared. So he first mentioned Bhima has taken up the kitchen, and Suryodhana has taken a treasury. And moreover, Karna has taken a charity, Nakula has taken his So he respected each and every person's caliber. And another thing, he had given responsibility according to their nature. So these are two important factors when we have to manage something. Most of the time, either we give responsibility or we only give respect. When only responsibilities is given and respect is not given, so eventually responsibilities, you become indifferent towards responsibilities what you are carrying when there is no respect. And only respect is given and no responsibility is given, so it does not develop into a trust. A trust does not increase. Trust does not develop between relationship. It just remains illusion. So managing anything in this world requires warming hearts and warming head and hands. Both should be go hand in hand. Heart, what is the heart? That is acceptance. And what is hands and head? It is engagement. So Yudhishthir Maharaj is such an expert manager that who could engage everyone. And this respect and responsibility is always increasing. Nobody wants to give up in between. When respect is increased, you want to take up more responsibility. But when respect is decreased, you also want to reduce responsibilities. So here, this is the first thing we can learn from these verses, that Yudhishthira Maharaj has expert management and therefore he is eligible to be a king of the world. Second thing, interestingly, in this verses, in all other verses, Shukdev Goswami used name for Duryodhana as a Duryodhana. And in one of the last verses of this chapter, he uses Suryodhana. In this verse also, Shukdev Goswami is using the word Suryodhana. And this Suryodhana is none other than Duryodhana. So we all can see that Yudhishthir Maharaj's purpose of arranging this yagya or Rajasuya yagya is only for establishing Krishna as a supreme personality of Godhead. And he is given Agra Puja. And it has been established. That was the mission of Yudhishthir Maharaj. To establish Krishna as the supreme personality of Godhead. And in that mission, Duryodhana has taken up the responsibility of serving. And therefore, in all other verses, Shukdev Goswami is using the word Duryodhana. But here, because he has taken responsibilities in the mission of serving Krishna, serving devotees, he's been called Suryodhana. And his original name was Suryodhana. So this is the one of the very important factor while serving our, when serving under the instruction or under the guidance of a devotee. Although we might be having so many bads in our life, but good can come out. And here Yudhishthir Maharaj could take that good out of Duryodhana. Once a group of pilgrimage just were going on a yatra, and while going on the way, they heard a beautiful sweet sound. They heard that, oh sages, oh greatly people, please come and have rest. You must be fatigued. You must be tired walking so long. Please take rest in this garden and relieve your fatigue, relieve your tiredness. And everyone was amazed to hear this sound that somebody is taking care of us in the middle of nowhere. And they all went to take rest in that garden, and immediately they heard abuses. Oh, useless people, why have you come here? Go out from here. And everyone was bewildered. What has happened this? Just now we are hearing that somebody is calling, and when we want to take advantage, here the person is abusing us. And this went on for a long time. One person was observing, hey, what has happened this? Why this, the same voice is speaking something good and the same voice is abusing? So this person found out that the person, whenever he would call, oh sages, oh greatly people, please come and take rest, he is on some elevated platform. He is on a hill. And therefore, whenever he would go on the hill, he would speak good. And whenever he would come down, he would shout abuses. And then, after investigating, and after digging that elevated platform, he found out that there was one throne under that garbage, under that hill. And the throne was used by one very pious king, a generous king, who would offer services to the praja, who would offer services to the people in general. And whenever this person would go on that hill, he would speak beautiful, pleasing, attractive words. And whenever he would come down, he would use abuses. So this is the association, the power of association. Whenever we come in contact with the powerful, devoted association, eventually our good come out. That is for sure. And therefore Prabhupada used to give example that you put hot rod into a fire or into a coal, it will act accordingly. So here Duryodhana could become a Suyodhan just because he is ready to serve in the mission of a devotee. This is the power of association. So one need to place oneself in a proper association. The next thing in the next verses, it is used. Now the services of Arjuna has been explained. Guru Sushru Sane Jishnu. Jishnu means inapproachable. Jishnu is one of the name of the Arjuna, and also means unconquerable. So Arjuna took up the service of serving elders, and this was his innate nature. When we hear on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, Arjuna is proposing different reasons not to fight. He is saying that Pujar how Arisudana, oh Krishna, how can I fight with these elders who are worthy of worship? Guru Nahatvahi Mahanubhava, how can I kill my elders, my gurus? And therefore I don't want to fight. So here Arjuna is not giving some circumstantial excuses not to perform service. Oh, just because he want to fight and he did not want to fight and he did not want to do service, so therefore he is giving these circumstantial excuses of not fighting with the elders. But that was his innate nature. Guru Shushru Chane Jishnu. That he wanted and he always did to serve elders. Guru Shushru Chane Jishnu. And another meaning could be, just like Jishnu means unconquerable, another meaning we can take it in a way that he became unconquerable by serving elders. And Bhagavatam also explains this. Vriddhaya dirga sevaya. Who is the Narottam? Who is the best of the men? One who is serving the elder. And here, as we know, Arjuna is also known as a Nara. And he is also performing the activity of a Narottama. Serving elders. He voluntarily took up the service of serving elders. That was his innate nature. The next services which were taken by Lord Krishna. Lord Krishna, Krishna Pada Vane Jane. Krishna took up the service of washing the feet of all the arriving guests. In last chapter, we heard and many speakers elaborated on how Krishna was worshipped as a Agra Puja, worshipped as a supreme personality of Godhead. And here, in next section, we can see that Krishna is taking the role of washing the feet of each and everyone arriving in the Rasuya Yajna. Quite incredible, because proud cannot do this service of washing feet of everyone. So, and this is also not a public show, just like many times a politician take up to show to the people, broom the road. This is not a public show of Krishna. Oh, I want to maintain my image. Let me take up this service of washing the feet. While he is doing in the public, he also did in private. That was his consistency in action. What did he do? When few chapters back we saw, when Narad Muni was visiting each and every palace of Lord Krishna, Lord Krishna was getting up and washing his feet. And few chapters later also, we are going to see when Sudama is coming to meet Lord Krishna, what service he is taking, washing the feet. Isn't it? And that is the theme of this whole canto. That Krishna and the Rasuya Yajna is behind. Worship is behind and is serving to the devotees, serving to the each and everyone is in the front. That is the nature of God. So, so this is what Krishna's consistency in his action. Not only in public, but also in private. And what is the private? It is in the chamber of his own queens. In front of own queens is a private room, living room. There he is washing the feet of each and every devotee. So this is what Krishna's heart is. He wants to serve. So many people object, hey, your Krishna talks a lot about himself in Bhagavad Gita. Isn't it? Aham sarvasya prabhava mattam sarva pravartate man manabhav mat bhakto madhyaji maam namaskuru ma me aham. He's quite proud, isn't it? Talking about himself so much. Only when you surrender to me, I will take care. No one else you should be surrendering. That is not Krishna's pride at all. If it would have been the pride, he would not have taken up these services. That is Krishna's compassion. That he want to make sure that living entity comes back home, back to Godhead. It's quite incredible that God himself is taking up this service. Oh, because you are coming here, you are participating in the celebration? So let me wash your feet, because you are glorifying my devotee, King Yudhishthir. So just you are taking participation in this celebration, you are glorious, and let me wash your feet. So that is Krishna's mood in this celebration. He did not get puffed up because just he got worship in the Rasuya Yajna. He maintained his mood of serving living entity. The next thing I would like to speak on the important factor which happens in the subsequent chapters or the in this when we proceed in this chapter, that here we can see that Duryodhana is engaged in the service and he has been called Suyodhana. So the question may be raised, why Duryodhana could not maintain or did not remain Suyodhana even after serving in the mission of a devotee? Why he is called Duryodhana? Very important for all of us. Our good is coming out when we are serving in the mission of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srila Prabhupada and Gurudev. But how to maintain this quality of remaining good? That is very important. Otherwise, our another side may influence us and take us away from the real aim of life. It may drag us again back to the polluted aim of our lives. So it is very important. We need to pay attention towards how and what services we are performing and how we are performing. This is a very important aspect. Because while performing services, we are generally dealing with the material world, a material energy of the Lord. And while dealing with the material energy, material energy can overwhelm us. It is too powerful. Dealing with different aspects of this material energy is really, really troublesome. A bit of negligence can cost us a lot. So while performing whatever services we have been given in the mission, we need to be very careful. And what care we need to take? The care is purification of heart. And that purification of heart is only possible when we are properly connected to Krishna. If that connection is weak, so purification will be difficult only through service. And therefore, we have given a beautiful activities, a daily activities, that morning we have been given to connect ourselves with the Krishna, and throughout the day we have been given to perform services. So sadhana becomes an integral part of our daily activities. Unless we properly connect to Krishna in the morning, it will be difficult to perform services throughout the day. Because this material energy can overwhelm us at any time. So, it is very important how we perform our services. And the great example is being said to all of us by our Acharya, the Sampradaya Acharya, Brahmaji himself. Brahmaji, while creating this material universe, asked and prayed for a very important thing. He asked for iPhone. It's not Apple phone or something like that, but this important iPhone is given in Srimad Bhagavatam. What did he ask for? Because Lord found him when creation is about to take place, Lord saw that Brahmaji is a fitting candidate to create this material world. And he was about to hand over responsibility to Brahmaji. Before taking responsibility, Brahmaji asked for this. And Prabhupada writes very interesting line over there in purport. Prabhupada writes that Brahmaji became Vaishnava or a devotee of the Lord before he was able to construct the huge universe. Before taking up the responsibility, he made sure that I should become a devotee or a Vaishnava. So therefore, here also Prabhupada has also given us, before taking up services throughout the day, first become a devotee through your sadhana. Connect yourself to the Krishna, then only it will be possible. And what four things Brahmaji asked, that is very important. While performing services, we should always remember this. First thing, this is the two verses, the translation of two verses. I just took out these four things out of that. This second canto, 9th chapter, 29 and 30 verse. In these two verses, Brahmaji is asking these four things from the Lord before he take up the responsibility of creating this world. The first thing he asked for is, "Oh my Lord, please instruct me." This instruction, getting instruction from authority, is an integral part of performing service. We all have an independent nature, and that independent nature tosses us everywhere. And that independent nature is for what? For our own enjoyment. But when we receive instruction from authority, that guidance, that direction is given to our independence. Sahajai Nityananda Krishna Premonmad Prabhu Adnya Kela Yaha Taha Premadan. Sahajai Nityananda Krishna Premonmad. It is natural for Nityananda Prabhu to be always remain in ecstatic mood of Krishna Prem. Sahajai, it is natural for him. Sahajai Nityananda Krishna Premonmad. Unmad is madden in Krishna Prem. But what is he is accepting? Prabhu Adnya Kela Yaha Taha Premadan. So after receiving instructions from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then he distributed this love of Godhead. He went to Godadesh. Nityananda Prabhu, he was asked to go to Bengal and preach there. He received the instruction from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And similarly, our Shad Goswamis, they received instructions from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to be in a Vrindavan. It would have been nice that you stay with the Supreme Personality of Godhead and live your life. Everyone aspires to be with the God, isn't it? Or the prominent personality. But on the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Tabe Prabhu Vraje Pathaila Rupa Sanatan, Prabhu Agyaye Dui Bhai Aila Vrindavan. Prabhu Agya Kaila. Here also, the Ajna, the instructions are given. So this is what the mood of a Sampradaya. Asking for an instruction, not a forced instruction. So Brahmaji also asked this, "Oh Lord, please instruct me what to do and how to do it." The second thing he asked for being an instrument. The second eye is being an instrument in the hand of a person or in a hands of authority. And what is the meaning of being instrument? Being instrument means to be ready to listen. We might feel privileged while getting instruction. And getting instruction is a privilege. Somebody is getting instruction, so that privilege cannot be misutilized. Therefore, we need to always remember and we need to always be ready to listen to the authorities. It's not that, okay, now I have received the instruction, now I am free to do whatever I want to do. Radha Govind Maharaj always gives this example that our pen which we write with doesn't know many languages, isn't it? It is the person knows different languages and then he can use which language, whether he wants to write in Marathi, whether he wants to write in English, whether he wants to write in Bengali. Pen is an instrument. And therefore, Prabhupada's mood was that, please make me dance as you like. Otherwise, we will be instrument in the hands of material energy. She will make us dance. This is the second I which Brahmaji asked for. Please, let me be the instrument in your hand. Third I which Brahmaji asked from the Lord was, let me be full heartedly involved in the activities of this creation, but at the same time let me remain detached. Involvement but with detachment, because I may get attached to the activities I am performing and I may forget what is the aim, and it may give me a pride of being a creator of such a huge universe. And that glorification will go in my head. So, let me be involved full-heartedly. I want to give my 100% to this activity. But at the same time, keep me detached. Involvement, 100%. Detachment, 100%. Attachment 0%. That was Brahmaji's prayer. And the fourth thing which Brahmaji asked from the Lord was insignificance. Not to be proud. That insignificance. See, the difference between being instrument and asking for insignificance is that instrument, you feel instrumental while performing the service, but after performing service we might think I am the best instrument, No one is the kind of me, like Parker Prem. I am pain, but I am a Parker Prem. Isn't it? I am the best among the instrument. So that pride can also enter when we perform services. So, being instrument should be maintained while we perform the services, and insignificance should be maintained after we successfully perform the services. And that was the mood of Hanumanji. Hanumanji, when he destroyed Ashok Vatika, and when he was presented in front of Ravana, so he told Ravana, "Ravana, what do you think? I am an insignificant servant in the army of Lord Ram. There are many who are waiting to crush you down." That insignificance, even after performing Herculean task, single-handedly taking up and defeating all the Rakshasas, he could maintain that mood of being insignificant. So these four things were asked by Brahmaji to Lord Krishna before taking up the responsibility of creating material world. So we should also aspire that we also have this mood and service attitude to perform and achieve our aim of life, going back home, back to Godhead. Hare Krishna. Thank you all very much. It's, time is over. I'll just want to recap what we discussed today. So first we discussed that how Yudhishthir Maharaj is an expert manager. He took care of heart of the people and as well as hands and heads of the people. Hearts required acceptance, head and hearts required engagement. And with his personal character, he could withdraw their love, and therefore management becomes easy when you have a loving object to serve. This was the first thing we discussed. Second thing we discussed about Duryodhana being called as a Suyodhana. Whenever we engage in the service of the Lord, our good can come out. And we discussed that story of a boy who used to go on the top of the hill and would speak attractive, beautiful words. And whenever he would come down, he would shout abuses. So the essence was keeping ourselves connected with the good association. The third thing we discussed about Arjuna, who is called Jishnu, unconquerable. He is unconquerable because he is serving elders, or that was his innate nature that made him unconquerable. And also we discussed about Krishna, who is taking up the service of washing feet of the people coming to the sacrifice. This is the heart of the Lord. Not only in public, but also in private, he shows the consistency in his action. And finally, we discussed why Suyodhana did not remain Suyodhana. Because although he was engaged in the service, but he did not maintain the proper mood of serving the Lord. And then we discussed Brahmaji's prayer to the Lord before he took up the responsibility, or before engaging oneself in the service. And that four instructions or four things which Brahmaji asked from the Lord. First one was instruction, please give me instruction which can counteract our independent nature. The second is being instrument, let me always serve as an instrument. Third thing, he asked for involvement, but let me remain detached. Let me give my 100%, but always remain detached. And finally, he asked for remain insignificant. So that was the mood one should always keep in mind while serving in the mission of the Lord and the devotees. Hare Krishna. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Tai Gaur Premanande. If anybody has any question or doubts or
comments, kindly give me in a personal. It's already 9:15. Hare Krishna.